It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Now, Governor Waltz brought up the community of Springfield, and he's very worried about the things that I've said in Springfield. Look, in Springfield, Ohio, and in communities all across this country, you've got schools that are overwhelmed. You've got hospitals that are overwhelmed. You've got housing that is totally unaffordable because we brought in millions of illegal immigrants to compete with Americans for scarce homes. The people that I'm most worried about in Springfield, Ohio, are the American citizens who have had their lives destroyed by Kamala Harris's open border. It is a disgrace, Tim. And I actually think, I agree with you. I think you want to solve this problem, but I don't think that Kamala Harris does.
Wow. One of J.D. Vance's strongest performances last night, I thought, was on that Springfield issue. I didn't hear the word cats or dogs mentioned. I really expected Waltz to bring that up. They're eating the cats, they're eating the dogs. That didn't get brought up, but he did talk about Springfield.
Well,
and he handled it well.
He mentioned how they had to, you know, deal with the kids and escort them because of the chaos that they spread, supposedly.
Crazy. Hey, let's get to our guest, John Schweppe, joining us right now, a director of policy and government affairs for the American Principles Project. John, good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing this morning? We're kind of bleary eyed after staying up later than normal to watch that thing.
I will tell you, I'm in good spirits, man. I really thought Vance did an exceptional job. And, you know, everyone knew this was a smart guy, very capable, thought he'd do well. But he came across as likable, competent, really just handled all the issues really well. I mean, when you have a guy, a Republican, walking away from the climate change answer and the abortion answer, either playing to a draw or slightly winning, you know you had a pretty good night.
How'd you think the moderators did?
To be honest with you, I mean, we knew the moderators would be ridiculous. I think, you know, the moment where we're debating how the immigrants got to Springfield, Ohio, and all that, and they tried to fact check JD, and then he just basically asserted, I don't want to say asserted dominance, but he did it in such a way that was like not over the top, but also very presidential, and you know, corrected them, and they had to actually mute his mic.
Yeah.
They looked completely ridiculous, and you know, I think it was a 3-on-1 scenario, just like what we saw before with Trump and Harris, but this time I just don't think it even dented Vance. I think he came across looking like he won the debate.
Yeah, he came out of that 3-on-1 like Mike Tyson would out of a 3-on-1 fight. I mean, he came out on top. Here was the moment when they cut the debate, when they cut the mics in the debate, and Margaret Brennan and Norah O'Donnell were giddy with each other. Listen.
Since 1990. It's something that Kamala Harris created, Margaret.
Gentlemen, the audience can't hear you because your mics are cut. We have so much we want to get to. Thank you for explaining the legal process. Norah.
Thank you, Margaret.
Thank you, Margaret. Thank you for saving us. Who made the decision to cut the mics? That's what I want to know. Why did they not want the American people to hear that?
Yeah, I think it was everything that the American people hate about the media, the just sheer arrogance to think that they matter more than the vice presidential candidates. You know, I think people wanted to hear Vance going back and forth with Walls and, you know, not these two journalists. And so, you know, once again, just the sheer hubris on display, just pretty incredible to watch.
Do you think this could help Trump in the polls at all? Bump him up a couple points?
I do. I think, you know, for a lot of voters, J.D. Vance is a bit of an unknown. You know, he's still pretty new to the scene. Remember, I mean, he just won his Senate seat a couple of years ago. And so, you know, I think a lot of them were unsure about him. I know, you know, I'm in a lot of group chats with folks from home, even people who are not political, who were just kind of like, oh, this guy is, he's pretty good. He's likable. He knows the issues. And so, you know, I think, and you could even say this about Walls, you know, I think last night was very substantive where, you know, certainly Kamala Harris is somebody who's completely incapable of what Walls did to, last night. Not that Walls, you know, had the best debate. I think Vance definitely outclassed him. But certainly Walls was much more competent than his boss.
Yeah, I think, I don't know. I think the word, maybe what everybody's looking for last night on Vance was presidential. I think he looked presidential in the way he handled the debate like you should handle a debate. You got 2 minutes. Take the first minute explaining your last answer or responding to the last thing your opponent said, and then refocus and answer the question. He was really good about that. You don't see that a lot in debates. He redirected the question back to the moderator and said, now, Margaret, to answer your question, and then he addressed it. And I thought he did that repeatedly, and it made him look very reasonable, and it made him it showed leadership qualities, in my opinion.
Yeah, it definitely did. I think a lot of people last night who may have liked Vance before or been, you know, fine with him, saw a potential future president. And, you know, that's certainly something you want in the vice presidential candidate. Both were kind of on display last night. You know, people want to see what the future of the party will be, future of Republicans, future of Democrats. And, you know, I think J.D. passed that test with flying colors.
We were talking earlier this morning about some CBS poll and how it had what I think, Mark, you said J.D. Vance was 41%. Tim Walz was 40% and 17% said tie. The three of us clearly say J.D. Vance cleaned house last night. Does that surprise you that some people seem mixed or that it was a tie?
No, I think, you know, people who came in, you saw this with some of the focus groups, too, on some of the left-wing networks last night where, oh, you know, supposedly this is an undecided voter, and they're like, ah, Vance, you know, didn't give me anything. I think there's always going to be post-debate propaganda, the spin to try to make people think, oh, it was fine. But when you're looking, and I've been scrolling Twitter this morning, when you have the New York Times, when you have, like, all these left-wing pundits, like, basically saying, yeah, actually, Vance did win, you know, and also just the fact that the first 30 minutes of the debate, Walls really did look like a deer in headlights while yeah. J.D. came across as very competent. That's the most important part of the debate, right? Then people were turning into baseball after that. So, you know, I think he, you know, I feel pretty confident Vance helped move the ball.
Yeah. John, where can people find out more about the American Principles Project?
Well, we're at AmericanPrinciplesProject.org, and you can check us out on Twitter at AP Project.
Excellent. John, thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. John Schwappe there from American Principles Project. Yeah, interesting. I got my own poll going. I started it last night as soon as the debate ended before I passed out in the bed and just said, who do you think won? Go to X there at Mark Cox 971. That's MARCCOX 971. And you can vote. The poll's going to be up for at least 2 more hours. I got it ending around 8:40, I think, this morning. So you got plenty of time to go express your opinion on what happened. You've also got the caller line. If you're on the Odyssey app, hit the microphone button there by the 971 logo and tell us what you think. We'll try to open the phone lines up maybe next hour and let you call in here and give us your thoughts on J.D. Vance and Tim Walz and what impact this might have on the race.
Get more at 971talk.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.